The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, normally we don't start with the weather, but it's going to be a stormy Monday up in here. Yeah. How's it going, little buddy?
Good, man. Good to see you, Crudy. Happy Monday. Rich, thank you, sir. Working the board. You can join us as well. Our fair audience, thank you as always.
Dom, it has begun. We've been questioning. Would it be delayed?
Just begun.
Would there be a recusal? But the hush money trial, the voter deception trial, the New York trial of Donald Trump, the criminal trial,
the election interference trial, the first time
a former president has ever gone on criminal trial, Dom, today, in my understanding, jury selection has begun, and lots of people getting dismissed. They claim
Over half of the 96 potential jurors I saw here on the CNNs were dismissed because they claimed they could not be impartial.
I could be impartial. I could 844-967-2789. I could be impartial. I could go and I could be impartial. I've always demonstrated an impartiality here on the airwaves. Hardly any bitterness ever.
Well, you can be bitter. Oh, but it's a good point. I believe I could be impartial as well.
Would you?
I mean, I have an opinion on the man, but presented with facts, I would certainly rule and vote my opinion guilty or not guilty based on the evidence presented, not on the fact that I despise the man.
Well, if you stated that you despise the man, that might be a reason to dismiss you from the jury. I'd be curious, do people think, and I mean this in all sincerity, I mean, lots of people have served jury duty. I can't believe right. They got off so easy. Oh, I don't think I can be impartial. Why not? I mean, really, you got to fill a jury. And just point of order, Dom, 96 was the first flight of prospective jurors.
Right.
They had 96 more waiting in the wings. So
and they're going to go through a lot of them if over half don't even make it to the first round.
Well, Dom, my understanding is there are like 47 questions. And the people are supposed to like read them to themselves. But my understanding is perhaps the judge would, you know, use a few disqualifiers, start with some questioning and see how quickly they could move through this process. But Dom, what's your feeling? I think we're full speed ahead. I think at this late hour, Trump's going to trial. I don't see anything that stops it at this point, short of a guilty plea.
My understanding, Trump and his attorneys once again today tried to get the judge to recuse. Obviously, Mershon declined. So, I mean, why not throw it up? So, let's see, given what was that, 3 or 4 last week, and then one. So, it's what, 5 out of 6 days? But, you know, keep going, Trump. We'll see what happens. It's a great listen. This is a good day. And here's the why. He showed up, right?
Well, he has to show up.
Well, I know. I mean, he has to show up, but you know, he also had to, you know, engage in a peaceful transfer of power. You know what I'm saying? He also had to, you know, concede that he lost the election, but he didn't do any of those things. He actually showed up again. So this is these are monumental days, certainly. Given you know the track record of some of our presidents, maybe not. I'm not as shocked as perhaps some people would be because it's unprecedented. Yeah. But the guy, it shows. the justice system working. Now, you may think, oh, this is totally wrong. This is not a big deal. And is it serious? You know, I saw some polling. Well, like 53% of those polled said that this was a serious crime, right? And I mean, serious as in, yeah, it's a misdemeanor. And since it was engaged to try to cover up something else, it's bumped up to a felony. A little more standards of evidence, but I mean, it's not serious. It's not like, you know, kidnapping and murder. You know what I mean? It's not that kind of seriousness.
Not insurrection against the U.S. government, because right. That's where it comes later.
Not serious like that.
Now there is some question of Donald Trump's attendance and his attorneys, according to the reporting. Trump lawyer Todd Blanche asked Justice Juan Merchan to excuse Trump next Thursday. Got to get his hair did or something, Dom. Actually, that will be when the U.S. Supreme Court will consider Trump's claim of absolute immunity to protect him from litigation over actions taken as president. Blanche says Trump wants to attend. Wants to be in the room when the arguments are made? Now, one of the prosecutors, Joshua Steinglass, said Trump has no obligation to attend the Supreme Court argument, and the court has already worked to accommodate his schedule. Now, Merchant acknowledged that the Supreme Court argument is a big deal. It's bigly, Dom. And he understood why Trump wanted to be there, but he said, having a trial in New York County Supreme Court is also a big deal. Right. Being a criminal defendant is also a big deal. They're not there to accommodate Trump's schedule. He's the defendant. A little bit more. Blanche alluded to opposing having the trial while Trump is running for president, and Merchant interrupted him. You don't think you should be here at all? Merchant asked. We object to having this trial during the campaign season. Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to force Trump to wear white pants after Labor Day or something, Dom. So let's move along from that objection. I've already ruled on it, Merchant said, referencing an earlier motion and order. He reiterated that Trump is a criminal defendant under indictment. He's required to be here. He's not required to be in the Supreme Court.
Right.
Trump crossed his arms and smirked throughout the dressing down. Trump chose not to attend the February Supreme Court oral argument in another case. He also was directly involved in the question of whether he could be barred from the ballot in Colorado and other states. Apparently, he could not, Dom. But now he wants to go. He wants to go because, he wants to influence the jurist, perhaps? Why do you think he wants to be in the room? Oh, yeah, because that's where all the cameras will be.
All right. So Juan Merchan, the judge in this case, denied that request for Trump's next Thursday appearance? Or did he rule on it yet?
I thought that was a no, Dom.
Okay, it was a no.
Now, so I don't know that he is specifically...
Defendant Trump, you cannot go to the other hearing. You have to be here.
Now, here's some other apparently important enough to gain notoriety in the Washington Post. Trump seems to nod off briefly as prospective jurors get instructions. It's like the old man needs a nap, sleepy Donald.
Man, I need a nap sometimes, Crudy. Hell, Rich, you're all right over there, man? Just making sure. All right. Keep the coffee hot, buddy. The old man apparently was nodding off. Maggie Haberman reporting that, and the roster has a headline, Trump glares at Maggie Haberman after this reporting. He was glaring. Wasn't real happy, apparently. I would insinuate that it was reported that the old man had to take a little nappy.
Well, Dom, they should be approximately done for the day based on the timing of Justice Juan Merchan. Want to be done by 4:30 Eastern. That'd be 3:30 Central. They'll resume tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. You know, let's get her started, Dom. Here is a little bit briefly, as it's being reported. A fifth prospective juror is a man who said he came from Ireland and lives in West Harlem. He had worked as a waiter and is not married and has no children. He said he reads the New York Times and watches Fox News and MSNBC. So they go through, like, each and every juror as being a sixth prospective juror is married and his wife is pregnant with their first child. He enjoys cooking and reads the New York Times, the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, and watches CNN. I read them all. I read all of them.
What is this, like a dating game? What's going on here?
Swipe right. A seventh prospective juror has lived on the Upper West Side for 23 years. has worked as a bookseller for 6 years for the Drama Bookshop. He is married with two children, and his wife is a lawyer. He believes that no one is above the law, whether a sitting president, a past president, or a janitor. Trump's lawyers want to get rid of that guy for sure as he's down. Here's the interesting part. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a little more here also from the Washington Post. Apparently, former President Trump addressed reporters in the courtroom hallway after the first day of his criminal trial. He called the case a scam and complained that the judge would not allow him to attend his son's high school graduation if it interferes with the trial. We are not going to be given a fair trial, Trump said. Trump had asked Judge Juan Merchan to skip the trial for a day so he could attend his son's Barron High School graduation in Florida on May 17th. Merchan did guarantee him that, but said that it would depend on whether the trial is running on schedule. Trump said he's proud of his youngest son and that he was looking forward to having both his parents at graduation. He's a very conflicted judge, Trump said, and he will not allow us to go to that. Yes. And then regarding him not being able to go to the Supreme Court next week in the immunity case, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats, he said. He did not take any questions from reporters.
You know, if he
first day, man, in the history books, baby. How you feeling? I feel like normal. Like the sun came up, sun's gonna go down, and we'll do it again tomorrow. The world didn't stop. The world didn't end. You can prosecute criminals.
You know, if convicted and in prison, he's going to miss a number of family events.
Not unless he gets a hall pass.
Now, do you think Melania, as part of her pre-marriage negotiations, and my understanding, they renegotiated after he won the presidency, before she would move into the White House with him? Do you think they have a, in case this guilty SOB goes to prison, do you think that's a clause in the prenup? All bets are off?
I mean, I hope she gets her cash up front. Like whatever arrangement she had with the prenup, I'm assuming it involved some sort of payment because, you know, a lot of prenups are around the whole money thing. I hope she got it up front and not in, you know, I don't know, call it DJT stock.
Dom, we're riding the storm out. Day one, jury selection. You know, the boring stuff, the preliminaries, but the good stuff, it's coming and your phone calls, they could be a part. 844-967-2789. It feels good to see Trump at trial. Defend on Trump. I guess he'll have to be there nearly every day, kind of like you and the devil's advocates. It's a mandatory thing, Dom.
Yeah, required.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates radio show. Historic day, the first former president in a criminal trial. That's today. That court has wrapped up. We're going to talk about that today, and you can join us at 844-967-2789.
I also hear it's tax day for the suckers that pay. I choose not to celebrate, so I extend my tax day back into October, Dom. Do a personal extension. I'll go home and file that a little bit later. Have you filed your extension yet?
No, all done. Steph and I handled all that today. I do celebrate Uncle Sam Day. You know, but I've evolved on this issue. You know what I mean, man? I used to be put them off. You know, Steffi over the years has convinced me that perhaps we should not do that because, you know, it's always time is money, baby.
Your life is far too uncomplicated to not file an extension. I mean, come on, man. I think I owe it to America to put off paying my taxes and really come to full accounting of my math.
I'm willing to pay Uncle Sam a little more interest because I love my country.
I also love my country, Dom, and that's why I do this radio show each and every day. Community, you know, service. It's the first time in years, and I mean this as a literal statement, right now, at this moment in history, because I haven't actually filed my 2023s yet, I'm totally square with Uncle Sam.
All right.
I don't know him. Moment. He doesn't know me. We're squaresies at this point. All right. In history. But of course, by the time he gets around to seeing how I did last year, you know, in October, perhaps, I'm sure there'll be some penalties and some fees involved. We'll be right back to non-friends again. Dom, you know, Donald Trump apparently nodded off, but could it be the fact that he stayed up late, sort of panic truthy social tweeting overnight? A little of the coverage here. I went to the Raw story for this one, Dom. Donald Trump will become the first former president to stand trial on criminal charges starting Monday. Oh, it's begun. And he began the morning with a series of panicky social media posts about his legal predicament. The ex-president again blamed President Joe Biden for his indictment in the Manhattan criminal trial that makes zero sense, involving his hush money payment to a porn actress, Stormy Daniels, weeks ahead of the 2016 election. Now, he was trying to deceive the voters, Dom. He was trying to hide pertinent information from we, the American people. And that's post-access Hollywood tape. In my understanding, Juan Merchant, this judge, will not allow the access Hollywood tape to be entered as evidence against Donald Trump.
Not the actual audio recording.
However, but the transcript will.
Yeah, baby. You know me, I love the transcript, man.
Well, you know, it'd be funny if Trump did actually take the stand in his own defense and they had him read the transcript from the Access Hollywood. I'll do the Billy Bush. You just do you. Here's some Tic Tacs. Anyways, here is what the defend on Trump, and we're moving forward. It's now official. He is defend on Trump. He is at trial. As virtually every legal scholar has powerfully stated, the Biden Manhattan witch hunt case, among other things, barred by the statute of limitations, Trump posted on Truthy Social. This trial should be ended by the highly conflicted presiding judge. He's also under gag order, right?
He went not on the judge. He can go after the judge, but he did go after Cohen, which he's not supposed to do.
Trump was indicted on 34 separate felony counts for falsifying business records to conceal his reimbursements to his then attorney, Michael Cohen, for payments made to Daniels to conceal their extramarital affair. And while the statute of limitations for that crime is 5 years, New York law allows for a pause on that limit if the defendant was living out of state while he was serving 4 years in the White House, which he was. And he also moved down to Mar-a-Lago, right?
After that, right.
The radical left Democrats are already cheating on the 2024 presidential election by bringing or helping to bring all these bogus lawsuits against me. No, these are criminal indictments, sir. These aren't your run-of-the-mill civil lawsuits, thereby forcing me to sit in courthouses and spend money that could be used for campaigning instead of being out in the field knocking crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States. Election interference. Is that what it is? Election interference, Dom.
Well, of course.
So he
Donald
claims.
Trump doesn't, you know, it doesn't, you could fact check that, of course. Joe Biden has absolutely nothing to do with Alvin Bragg and the Manhattan DA. It's not even a thing. But to the mega cult following, they either don't know, probably, or don't care. You know, it's just a matter of the leader speaking to his folks, and that's what he's doing. So it doesn't matter whether or not he's just going to say it regardless if it's true. I mean, this is Donald Trump. That's how he rolls. And the followers, the cult members, they will nod their head and say, yeah, man, you know, that Joe Biden, he told that Alvin Bragg to indict him. Of course, that didn't happen, wouldn't happen, can't happen, but it won't stop Trump from saying it, and it will not stop the cult members from believing it.
You know, I was home, and I was comparing and contrasting the coverage on Fox News and everywhere else.
Like today?
Yes.
Okay.
Guess what Fox News is covering?
What?
Palestinians blocking the Golden Gate Bridge because it's conflicted and people are late. You know, I was truly stunned by the, you know, the depth of the Fox News commentators. You do not have the right to inflict inconvenience on others. And I'm thinking, you know, that is pretty much the pretense behind most forms of peaceful protest. Your attention is drawn to it because you are somehow inconvenienced by the closing right. of a bridge, let's say. Right. So there are anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests going on. The Golden Gate Bridge is shut, and apparently a bridge in Manhattan is also shut. And that is the entirety of the coverage I was seeing today, although they did break away quite late to note that the jury, the first 96 potential jurors in the Trump hush money case, the voter deception case, Dom, that they'd gone into the courtroom. They started the jury selection and then back to the bridges. Everybody else is wall-to-wall Trump coverage. Why? Because this is sort of unprecedented. And I think there might be more, Dom. I would hope we'll be covering these trials for the next couple of years.
That's a bridge too far, Cody. Also, I did hear a little bit of Neil Cavuto, and my impression was he started out generally talking about the Israeli-Iranian conflict, and about 20 after the hour, right before the break, they brought up their reporter up in New York that we're going to talk about the Donald Trump. So they got to it by after the long first segment for the short second on the Neil Cavuto show.
You know, over the weekend, Dom, I was sort of asking myself and friends, World War III, question mark? The Iranian drones going after Israel, and no deaths reported that I've seen. And this seemed like an act to not fully incite the vengeance of the world back upon Iran. I'm not quite sure what the strategy was, but the protests are already going on. And when someone trying to point out on Fox News, these are worldwide protests, they shut them right down. No! These are American anti-Biden protests. Get yeah. it right. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Hey, did you notice my sexy Devil's Advocates black slimming t-shirt?
Ooh,
you
could own good, one. Man. Oh, I want one.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, what are you wearing? It's black and it's slimming. I can't hear Dom. Turn Dom on.
I got you. It's a social distortion t-shirt I got on, man. I little prison bound. Thank you, Rich. Making all my dreams come true. It seemed very appropriate today. Trump might be prison bound.
You know, I'm getting texted instructions from my business partner in the Devil's Advocates swag. Devilradioswag.com. I'm wearing the slimming black t-shirt. And my 17-year-old son and partner is telling me, give the URL. You know, we held back on this for over a decade, Dom. We didn't sell Devil Radio swag for over a decade. We were waiting until today, the first day of the Trump trial. This yes. was the monumentous occasion. That and young intern Karsten Kroot has been diligently doing all the work. So now we've got this Shopify channel. And I'm telling you, Dom, slimming, good quality, Gildan nice. T-shirts, sweatshirts, nice. Crew necks, and super cool coffee mugs.
You know I love the coffee, man. So I tell the people how to get them, man. What do we load up on the swag? People have been busting our chops for years.
As so recently as last night at Quick Trip, I got a call for Devil Radio swag. So write it down. Go there now. Buy what you're going to buy at devilradioswag.com. Great gift for yourself, for another, weddings, bar mitzvahs, graduation gifts, birthdays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Covers oh, really? All of the above.
Yes.
And the black ones, particularly sexy and slimming.
Devil Radio Swag.
DevilRadioSwag.com. Right. And it's live. And I ordered last Sunday, and I got the stuff by the weekend. So, you know, less than a week. And I found everything to be satisfactory. Trying it on, even, you know, fits good. No so, tight t-shirts.
What are we gonna, a triple extra large? What did oh, you go on, with?
Man. Back off.
I just wonder what the size ranges are. I mean,
maybe
I'll
a double. I don't know. Fits well.
What is it, a rum?
Fits well.
All right, so a 2XL. Gotcha.
Buy the appropriate size for your shape and whatever. There are sizes available. And the one other thing I said, because I'm not a big coffee guy. This could be a tequila mug for you, Dom. The mug's affordable. They're like $15. But the shipping, and I don't control that, but the shipping cost a little something. But when the mug came and it was in my mailbox, it was in like an indestructible styrofoam thing. I'm like, that's what I paid for. That was the, it's going to get to your mailbox safe and in one piece so you can drink tequila out of your coffee mug. It's
a great
it's
idea.
Good stuff.
All and, right, man. I'm super stoked.
Yes.
Is it on our Facebook or on the Twitter? Have we shared it off yet? Or
we're sharing more and more. All this right. is the first All day right. of it. And if I didn't point it out, Dom, if this is not a success, my youngest does not get to attend college.
Yeah. He gets fired and thrown out of the house. So, yes. I mean, no pressure, folks. I mean, if you care about the children and you want to support the Devil's Advocates, check out devilradioswag.com.
If you were loyal, you would do it. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? Welcome back. How you been?
Hey, Bob.
I've been well, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good, man.
I love you guys. You know this. But I got to tell you, it's starting to sound like a pledge week at NPR.
Because I'm selling t-shirts. I held off till Trump went on trial, buddy.
I appreciate the timing. And I,
Bob, if you love us, man, you're going to go to devilradioswag.com and pick up a t-shirt, man. Tell everyone how much you love us.
I've already got a t-shirt.
What? From when?
I was the guy that nominated CJ for D-Bag of the Year, and I got a t-shirt for that.
That is a worthy cause, and as fate would have it, he was not just nominated, he was also awarded D-Bag of the Year for 2022. That's the last year I filed taxes so far, Hoosier Bob.
Right, Bob, was that were you rewarded by a Devil's Advocate t-shirt, or was it like the Devil Radio Station t-shirt?
It was the Devil's Alternative.
Oh,
the radio.
We'll see if you want the super cool Devil's Advocates radio, then it could round out your wardrobe, Bob. Do you watch any of the Trump stuff? Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt and take you in a direction, but go nuts.
I have to wait for Social Security Day before I can afford one of your fine garments, sir. No, I did not. I don't watch television, but I listen to radio all the time. So I'm just waiting for them to get to this selection. I want to see the trial. I don't want to see the preliminaries.
You and I both, Daddy. I'm like Veruca Salt over here, Hoosier Bob. I want it now.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bob.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Appreciate it, man.
844-967-2789. Ron from Milwaukee. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You missed an opportunity.
How so?
You were just talking about your swag. Well, you were talking about your swag, and I think, you know, and there are two of you, so I think you could have set it up the way Spenguli does it on his fantastic monster TV show every week, where the announcer, they go into a commercial, and the announcer talks all about his Spenguli store, and Spenguli looks up in surprise and says, "I have a store."
Well, that's how Dom feels today, because up until today, Ron, he didn't know we had a store. We never had a store before.
I have a store?
I have a store? I didn't know that.
Well, I'll go look. I'm filled up with t-shirts to the wazoo, blank ones and ones with messages on them.
What about a
and
coffee mug? We got lovely coffee mugs, crew necks, hoodies.
I'm at that age where I got 3 times as much stuff as I need, and I'm trying to donate it all to charity. So maybe I'll buy one of your shirts and donate it.
All right, Ron, appreciate it, man. Listen, yes, go ahead,
Chris. I've got an item for you, Ron. I hope you're still listening. It looks like you are. You know, we've also made a partnership with cannabis, Herbal Aspect, because, you know, that's a non-renewable sort of resource. It's not like a t-shirt in the closet. You use that up. So you could also support us, you know, in the 420 holiday season. And I think our friend Alan Robinson's still going to make it out today. And we're going to talk about the Devil's Lettuce, Dom.
Well, man, we got all sorts of stores going on. We got t-shirts and coffee mugs, and we're going to get some legal weed here in Wisconsin. You can purchase by mail?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We have a legal cannabis dealer, and he's going to join us on air at 4:50 today. And we're also selling cannabis now. So, you know, again, Trump's trial, all these years, we've been waiting. You know, he set the example. We're grifting just like he does. Only you get the items and the services we're promising, and you'll be very satisfied with them. But, you know, merchandising, it's how I'm financing my kids' trip to college.
Money, Ron, appreciate it, man. Curtis got a point. If you don't need the coffee mugs or all that, you know, get yourself some legal weed. That's always good. But as a t-shirt aficionado, man, I still got my Iron Maiden t-shirt from high school, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a Poison t-shirt. You know, so Ron, you can always use another cool t-shirt. You know, you got them, man. You got to stack them. When you do the laundry, though, you got to rotate them. Otherwise, you end up wearing the same 3 or 4 every week.
You know that Bernie Sanders has been worn a few times, and probably more than my Bernie, because Bernie was of a subpar, not like these nice Gildan t-shirts. It was a subpar bootleg Bernie t-shirt that shrunk up in the wash right away.
Did it shrink?
Oh, yeah, that one shrunk.
I couldn't tell.
But the Trump t-shirt, that one wore well, the dump Trump t-shirt.
Yes.
I probably got 300 wearings out of that t-shirt and counting.
Although it shows.
The holes in the pits are starting to show.
The holes in the pits are a sure sign of much wear.
I've replaced. Now I've got a new black t-shirt in my collection. And you could too. DevilRadioSwag.com, or Karsten Kroot doesn't get to go to college, because this is like his plan. This is, Dad, let's do this, he said, and never happened until now. But for all those that have been asking for a decade or more, since this kid was like 7 years old, we finally got an action plan, because Karsten needs tuition money. Otherwise, he doesn't go, you know. You let my kid down.
Hey,
just because I haven't been saving his whole life, that's on you if you don't buy the t-shirts.
And also, never forget, only you can prevent forest fires.
844. I didn't start one this weekend, but I did have a roaring fire going. Kept her in the fireplace in the, you know, because it was a high fire risk weekend.
Oh, yes. Right.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Dick, you watched the jury selection and the coverage, or did you save it all for the Devil's Advocates?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, well, I did watch a little bit of it. Real quick, greatest political cartoon of the weekend. Trump is sitting at the desk, and he's got the guy from Powerball on the line. He goes, just give me six numbers. Anyway, you said he was nodding off today, right?
He fell asleep. Sleepy Don.
Yeah, Maggie Haberman said his chin was on his chest.
So, here's my question. You know, like in Perry Mason, when Paul Drake would come in with something important or something to stall the whole situation, you guys are probably too young to remember it. What's going to happen? What's going to happen when he falls asleep and they don't get in there, and Paul Drake doesn't get in time for the defense changeout?
Oh, no. That would be very bad. I think it, you know, you have to raise his hand and ask to go to the, can I go to the bathroom, please? It's just like you're school, Dick.
I couldn't
historic day, right? This is the first time we've ever had a former president, a criminal. I mean, how are you feeling? Is our justice system working? Is this an overreach? It's about damn time. How are you feeling right now?
It's about damn time. It's way too slow. It's obvious that people with wealth and means, they can stall out anything. And he proved it. But now it's finally working, it seems like. But we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We'll see, Dick. We'll see. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789.
Let's keep going down the phones. We'll not skimp on you, callers.
Yes. Well, we want to hear what people have to say. And we're almost coming up to a break here.
Can't crash people into a hard break. Not fair.
That's not right.
That's not right. Come back. Merchandising. It's where the real money in the Devil's Advocates radio show is made. I believe we're going to talk about a cannabis partnership. Dom, do you like cannabis? We sure do.
Doesn't everybody?
So we've also partnered up on the cannabis because we've been waiting 10 years or more for the trial of Donald Trump to begin, the first criminal trial in our nation's history. And we thought we'd open a store and make a legal marijuana partnership in honor thereof. You know, you should have commemorative merch. You need to remember where you were when you heard it. The stormy, stormy, stormy. And, you know, in case you want to forget, that's what the legal cannabis is for. Come back with us. I believe Alan Robinson's going to join me. There he is. There he is. Oh, look at that sweet jersey. More Devil's Advocates. More swag. More, you know, merchandising. 844-967-2789. Be patient, people. We'll talk more politics as well.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Take the devils with you everywhere you go. Download the super cool Civic Media app. Find it at your favorite app store. Click a button to call. Click a button to text. Again, the Civic Media telephone app. Are we live? Are we good?
We're live. I think I've been joined by a friend and a business partner. And I'm drowning him out. The headphones too loud for my pal Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. You know, you'll be woke.
Oh yeah.
Alan, you were supposed to be here a little earlier. Shocking to me that someone here missed their 420 break. And I'm gonna tell a story on you, Alan. Yeah. He came in, he apologized, and of course. And he said, you know, I tried some of the new devil lettuce. And I had to take a nap.
Yeah.
And I thought you were a trained professional, man.
Nah, man. It put me down. It was aided. I got up extra early this morning because, you know, we're getting ready for 420. We've got a lot of incredible specials going on this week and on Saturday. But right around noon, I started to smoke some of this. And then I smoked again at 2 and went back to, and then it was, I was done.
And it was nappy time.
I was done, man.
So do I have to warn people off? These are the new products, the devils, the first time we've ever branded and first time we've ever partnered. And we chose the herbal aspect because A, we know the quality is going to be good. Might put you to sleep. Be careful if you're an amateur, but we've got gummies, and these are the devil gummies.
Oh yeah.
And these are currently available right now. Oh, look at that. Big. Yes. Are those the cherries or the watermelons?
So they're both in there. You got cherry and watermelon in there. So it's the devil pack, devil red for you. And if you can smell, and you can smell, they're super fresh. They were made just last week, so it's a crazy batch. I'm excited about them. Watermelon is my favorite. Well, I wasn't going to say that they, in front they, of white they, folks. What?
I'm a fan of cherry.
Yeah, well,
people know, you know, and it's something about a Warren song in high school. But anyways, these are awesome. So we have the Devil's Duty D8 gummies.
Yep.
And then you've got something different there.
So then we've got the Devil's Delta 9 gummies, right? And, you know.
What's the difference?
So the
Delta 8, Delta 9.
Delta 8 is going to be about 60% of the psychoactivity of Delta 9. So with Delta 9, you're going to get that more full, a more robust experience. I like to say Delta 8 reminds people of that, like, or more 60s, 70s vibe high.
So, like, the stuff you got in college.
Yeah.
The Mexican stuff, the seeds and stem stuff. The stuff that, you know, not going to put you over the edge.
I don't want to call it a swag experience, but, like, it's a...
right. It's a little more tamed down. You want to denigrate.
Some people have to get work done.
It's not mid. I mean, take a half a gummy. So, like, it's... It's not gonna. It's definitely gonna be enough to get you to where you want to be. So you got the.
So these are legal Delta 8 and Delta 9 products that can mm-hmm. be purchased and mailed out anywhere.
Yes, I can ship these pretty much anywhere
Herbal
in the 50 states.
Aspect.com, herbalaspect.com, and you're always going to use the radio code Devil Radio, because that tells them you heard them here, and they know, you know, you're supporting their business because you heard them here on the Devil Radio. And then you got to look for the Devil gummies.
Oh yeah.
Again, and I found them. Now they're up. Now I can find them on the
Man,
they're live, Dom.
I gave you all three. You got Devils, Devil Radio, and you got Devil. So in case of
Devil forgets, Devils or Devil Radio.
Yeah.
Lots of options.
Those are all gonna attribute.
And what about price points? What are you talking here, gentlemen? I mean, if people want to order something, they should know, like, how are we looking?
Oh man, 25 to 44 bucks for the gummies, where I think they're at, 25 and 45, and
right.
65 and what is it? Like, I don't know what the price for
the Devil lettuce,
right? But for the Devil's lettuce, you're looking at like 65 and eighth. Yeah, I mean, looks, premium.
If you could only smell this, Tom,
the green, sticky, nummy buds,
I would say a little. Is it a little
flecks of purple in there?
Little purple tinged.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man.
This smells like freedom in this studio right now.
Yes, lots of freedom and California.
So, anyways, this is a new partnership, and obviously 420 is right around the corner, Dom. And for those that celebrate, if you ordered today at the herbalaspect.com and you got your super duty Devil's gummies or your Devil's lettuce. I mean, I got to think you're going to have the best 420 of your life. And, you know, we will also be very happy because,
this
is the sort of partnership we do, Dom. You know, we're a small business.
If you can't
come down. I got to earn some tax money here, people.
That's right.
If you can't get down to an Herbal Aspect location. And on Saturday, we're going to have some crazy stuff going on. You know, I've got a DJ all day over at Gammon. We're going to be grilling out over there, hot dogs and burgers for the people that come through. Over at University, I've got a meet and greet with some local politicals who are very supportive of cannabis. Michelle Doolin, Supervisor Rick Rose, and Supervisor Anthony Gray are going to be there later in the evening. I've got an after party with Chaos New Money Jackson. He's going to be doing a 420 album release party from 8 to 11.
Nice.
And then over at my Winnebago store, we're going to be doing cannabis seltzer tastings all day. So if you haven't had one of those cannabis flavored drinks, you can stop out at Winnebago University or Winnebago Street and sample some of those beverages.
It all sounds very festive.
I'm excited to be
Alan
stoned.
Robinson from Herbal Aspect. They're our business partners. We've never branded cannabis before. This is a long time in the making. This is better than the stuff my guy had in college. Oh, that's beautiful. Now, if they buy some of that. You guys got cool swag, too.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. All the merch is all available, all online.
Just tell them. Devil Radio.
Devil Radio, devilsherbalaspect.com.
And they'll know. You heard them on the greatest radio show ever. And you know, if you forget to tell them, because sometimes the products work too well. Sometimes they make you want to take a nap.
Man, if you happen to be asleep, you, listen, that's the worst thing that's going to happen with cannabis. Like, you know, you're going to get real high and you're going to go to sleep, or you're going to get the munchies. You know, very seldomly are you going to have an adverse reaction. What, the adverse reaction is getting hungry?
The adverse reaction is missing your 420 hit, but thanks for making it just a little later. Alan Robinson, our sponsor partners from the herbal aspect. Get the Devil branded cannabis. You'll be glad you did. Don't forget, radio code Devil Radio, Devil's Radio, Devil's. Just put us in there. They'll know.
Herbal Aspect.
Thank God.